Understanding and responding to local neurodivergent needs. Thank you. I want to start by expressing my sincere thanks to everyone who took part in the survey. Your insights are shaping something that truly reflects our community's needs. Why this matters. Neurodivergent people often experience the world in ways that differ from societal norms. Neuronormativity is the expectation that everyone's brain works, learns, and communicates in the same way, or that there is one right way to be human. This kind of thinking is often centred around neurotypical ways of being in the world, because they tend to be in the majority, which then in turn shapes many of the systems we navigate daily, which can contribute to barriers for those who think, perceive, and/or process information differently. Many existing support structures aren't built with our neurodivergent needs in mind, and so because I'd seen so many people posting locally online about finding support in and around Salisbury, in January 2025, I conducted a survey to better understand what people locally want and need from community support. This survey was about listening, not assuming. I believe this is an essential first step in creating a space that genuinely works for people. As one respondent put it, "I think we lack a neurodiverse community group in Salisbury. It would be nice to meet other local people that, for example, have ADHD." I'm sharing the highlights from this survey to give back to the community so that we, as a collective, can better understand the needs of our diverse community and be empowered to take action. This isn't just about what I can offer, but an opportunity for collaboration to create the support, resources and opportunities that are truly needed. If you have ideas for what we could build together, whether it's a social space, a resource hub or something else, please get in touch. If you have an accessible space or know of one, please let me know, as currently the biggest barrier to me getting something off the ground is an accessible space close to Salisbury City Centre. Remember, neurodiversity is about everyone, not just those with a diagnosis or label. It includes neurotypical people. Communities are naturally not diverse, and that's something I'm passionate about. Let's celebrate differences together. Number of responses. There were 52 full responses and 20 partial responses to this survey, 72 in total. While I focused on the full responses for analysis, the partial responses were closely aligned with the full dataset. The fact that the survey received both full and partial responses may offer a valuable insight. Some respondents shared very detailed preferences, while others engaged with only part of the survey. This in itself may indicate a need for low pressure, low commitment options. It's not only children that benefit from a low demand approach. Who responded in key themes? Neurotypes. The response to this survey reflects a broad mix of neurotypes. Most people identified as autistic, ADHD and dyspraxic, with mental health conditions frequently mentioned. Many respondents also shared that they were still questioning their neurotype or had co-occurring conditions, highlighting what is often the reality that this is the rule rather than the exception. The most common co-occurring conditions were autistic with mental health needs, autistic and ADHD, ADHD with mental health needs, autistic and dyslexic, dyspraxic with mental health needs. We need to shape support and services to the unique needs of each individual. People mentioned experiences such as social anxiety, aphantasia, severely deficient autobiographical memory, and mild learning disabilities. Others expressed uncertainty about their neurotype or identified in ways that felt most meaningful to them. I just say I'm neurodivergent. Awaiting assessments for ADHD and ASD, I believe I have mild to moderate autism. This diversity in self-identification reinforces the importance of creating spaces that are inclusive and flexible, allowing people to engage with support in ways that best fit their own developing understanding of themselves, using language that works well for them. Affirming language and terminology. As neurodiversity is about empowering individuals, it's important to use language that is affirming and inclusive, and I know from experience that this can be very personal and nuanced. Therefore, in this survey I asked, are there any terms or language you prefer or find more affirming when discussing neurodiversity in different neurotypes? Many respondents, 44%, had no specific language preferences, or were unsure, highlighting that language around neurodiversity is still evolving for some. Here are some other terms which were mentioned multiple times. ADHD, autistic plus ADHD, high, low masking, ASC, autism spectrum condition. Some language was met with hesitation. For example, one respondent shared that their child does not relate to superpower framing, showing that not all affirming language resonates in the same way. Others expressed a desire to learn more about inclusive terminology, wanting guidance to ensure they are using language that reflects neurodivergent experiences accurately and respectfully. What kind of people responded? The majority of respondents were neurodivergent individuals, parents of, or carers of neurodivergent young people, or both. As a neurodivergent parent of a neurodivergent young person, I know from lived experience that those who are both neurodivergent themselves and parenting a neurodivergent child often have distinct needs that differ from either group alone. Only one person identified as a service provider and no employers responded, indicating a gap in professional and workplace engagement with neurodivergence. A small number of people identified as neurotypical, stating that they were seeking understanding or support for a family member. Preferred support types and location. Just over half of respondents preferred Salisbury City Centre, with places like Amesbury, Harnham, Wilton and Laverstock also mentioned. Other preferred options included a hybrid approach. Other areas mentioned were Bemerton Heath, Warminster, Romsey and Chalk Valley. So far, it is proving a challenge to find an accessible venue to hold events and workshops. If you have or know of an accessible space for hire in Salisbury City Centre, please let me know. Motivations for seeking support. Recent research on neurodiversity in the workplace highlights the importance of social connection, stress management, and self-understanding when creating inclusive environments. This survey reflects these same priorities, with people seeking local support to build friendships, navigate challenges, manage burnout, and better understand themselves and their diagnoses. Other reasons included support with school and understanding what kind of support and resources someone with ADHD would benefit from. One respondent summed it up well. Be good to be around people who think similar to me. I think we can learn a lot about ourselves through each other. What kind of support do people need? Many respondents were not looking for services in the traditional sense, but for community and belonging. Informal social groups were the most requested type of support. Some people wanted structured sessions, whilst others preferred free-flowing meetups. Parents also expressed a need for a safe space for neurodivergent children and their families. One person said, "I've been looking for a group for ages that's a safe setting for me and my four-year-old." More flexible, accessible environments. Outdoor spaces were mentioned as preferable to indoor environments for some. People wanted venues with good transport links and sensory-friendly spaces. Photos and clear instructions on accessing venues were suggested as useful. More community awareness and understanding. Some respondents wanted support in advocating for themselves and their children. Others sought workplace and professional education on neurodiversity. Parents of neurodivergent children highlighted the need for more school support. One respondent said, "My experience when my son was in school was that my concerns were dismissed and trivialised. Something like this would really help validate parents." Financial barriers and pricing uncertainty. Many respondents were unsure how much support should cost. Some needed low-cost or funded options, while others were willing to pay but didn't know what was reasonable. A tiered or pay-what-you-can model was suggested as an inclusive approach. One respondent said, "I understand that money has to come from somewhere, but I can't help but think of how neurotypical people get free support through the NHS. What I'll be offering in response. These findings have shaped what I'm going to offer next. I want to provide options that match the needs and preferences people have shared. Therefore, I'll be launching a series of accessible group coaching opportunities, details to be shared soon, as well as online webinars as a chance to explore key topics in a low-commitment, affordable and accessible way. Upcoming events. Neurodiversity and Menopause, a space to share your experience. Thursday the 20th of March, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in Wilton. Join a facilitated group conversation to share your experiences in a safe, supportive space. This event is for any neurodivergent person, whether diagnosed or not. You do not need to have a formal diagnosis to attend. Self-identification is welcome. We're especially interested in hearing from autistic and or ADHD individuals about your experiences. Through self-reflection and hearing from others, you may gain new insights into your own journey. Your contributions to this session will help shape an upcoming webinar on neurodiversity and hormones, where we'll highlight real voices and lived experience. Please note, this session may be recorded using Otter, a transcription software, and anonymized quotes may be used in marketing materials. You'll be asked to consent to recording and use of your words for this purpose as you book your ticket. Neurodiversity and Hormones, Understanding the Connection. Thursday the 31st of March, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. online via Zoom. Understand more about the impact of hormones on neurodivergent people, especially those who are autistic and or ADHD. This webinar is for neurodivergent individuals looking to understand how hormones influence their brains, employers and workplace allies wanting to create a more supportive and inclusive environment, parents, educators and caregivers supporting neurodivergent individuals through hormonal shifts. You will gain a better understanding of the impact of hormones on neurodivergent people, especially those who are autistic and or ADHD. This webinar will include a live Q&A, a recording and a PDF resource booklet. Social get-togethers, community, connection, conversation. On the first Tuesday of the month in April and May, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Everyman Cinema, 17 Endless Street, Salisbury, SP1 1DP. A relaxed, informal social space where neurodivergent people can connect and chat. These two events taking place in April and May will be used as a pilot to see how it works for people, and any future dates will be shaped by these alongside feedback from attendees. No need to book, just come along. We'll be in the room by the window on the left as you enter the building. I hope to see you soon.